So, Chair, I don't think that was AET's proposal, but if it was, it's very repetitive because we're taking parts of what was in paragraph 7 now, people of African descent, indigenous people, other communities. That is not what paragraph...
Botswana, can you speak to the mic?
Oh, sorry. So what I'm saying is, if I didn't think that was Haiti's proposal, I think Haiti was saying that we then would stop recalling, we would change the word recall at the top part so that we can include the Christian aspect. But if this is what his proposal is, then it doesn't work because the last line is a repetition of paragraph 7 now, the inclusion of people of African descent, community, da-da-da. And my understanding from paragraph 7 and 8, which is why they follow each other, was that they were supposed to be dealing with two segments as recognized in the DDPA, the first part about Africans, people of African descent, minorities, and then now at the time, of course, of its formulation, when we're looking at religious intolerances, the three main groups that were facing those were the very groups. So we cannot take that paragraph 8 as is. We would be more comfortable with language from the DDPA, because I think my discomfort would be that we, from a delegation point of perspective, I am Christian, but I don't know to what extent I can assert and insert that language right now. If we are going with it, can we leave it that way, and then I can come back in the afternoon just to check to what extent this would work for us as a delegation. But I think this is what he was proposing as opposed to that other language, if this is what we're doing. I just have a difficulty moving away from DDPA language because this becomes new language, and then we will open up completely for the next time because it has now moved from being an agreed DDPA language. That would be only my only discomfort. There are a couple of paragraphs in this document that speaks about now issues of discrimination on the grounds of religion. Paragraph 9, I think, which follows this. We have paragraph 53, I think. We have a few that are now speaking on discrimination of religion, not to take away the fact that there could be a resurgence, and I don't know that there is, of Christianophobia. I'm not in a position to assert that. But what we can assert right now is what is in the DDPA, because that is what the language was. And I don't know if we want to get to a point where having a discussion about whether or not it's the case. That is my only difficulty, because then we're opening up language of the DDPA, and it can continue to change going forward.